Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. As you guys know me from every Sunday morning, thanks for tuning in. For the regular people, I appreciate that. Please always tell your friends, neighbors, your parents, your siblings about the Generations Magazine. You know, I started this basically learning about aging almost 20 years ago. I've been in the finance mortgage business since 1988, coming from the restaurant business. Learned my way around the ropes of mortgages and being a mortgage broker and a mortgage banker with Bank Hawaii and First Hawaiian. And around 2002, a buddy of mine said, hey, you know what a reverse mortgage is, right? And I go, kind of yes, no. He goes, the big company looking to have somebody in Hawaii. And so basically, I looked at the demographics. This is 20 years ago when I was 42. I'm 62 now, and I saw the surge in the numbers of demographics that are going to be coming of age to qualify for the reverse mortgage then at 62, and it was a huge untapped market. When I did my research about aging, which was very brief at the time, I knew that home equity would be a big plus for everybody. So I kind of took a deep dive into it, and I realized after 6 months, I was 42 years old, not really knowing much about aging and the different processes, the different needs, wants, and concerns. So I kind of self-educated myself, and I wanted to learn more about aging. And this was 20 years ago. And one of the first people I called up was the Office on Aging, which is the state of Hawaii, which is still there. It's called the Executive Office on Aging. And I called up the County of Honolulu Elderly Affairs Division. Those are two great resources. And I called up AARP, asked about what their thoughts on aging and what's going to happen. Oh, by the way, my day job, I'm doing what's called the reverse mortgage. And unbeknownst to me, not knowing the reputation of the reverse mortgage at the time, nobody called me back. Nobody wanted to talk to me. When I finally called a guy from AARP, he didn't want to talk to me because we don't talk about that product or that service. So that was my introduction after a few months into the business. Even financial advisor attorneys, get this. One financial advisor said, hey, I heard, if you don't like your kids, get a reverse mortgage. And it's like, wow, that's pretty harsh. But anyway, to this day, as you guys know, I am one of the leading reverse mortgage people in Hawaii, one of the most knowledgeable. I've closed several hundred. On a national level, I'm very knowledgeable. I'm one of the top producers with our company, Reverse Mortgage Funding, which is also one of our sponsors of the radio show, and I appreciate them so much. I've learned over the years. And then in 2007, I believe it was, a magazine called Primetime, I'm sorry, 2003 or 4, a magazine called Primetime was popping up, and I heard about it, and I saw articles on aging, and then they closed down, and Trade Publishing, Kini Popo there, started the Generations Magazine, I believe it was 2007. They closed down in August of 2009, and when I reached age of 50 in January of 2010, I approached the owner and said, listen, I'll help you bring the magazine back. I think it's really important. Aging is becoming a big issue for families and friends, including my own family, and I just took it over and ran with it and created a resource magazine to what it is today. But it's helped me learn about aging. It has helped me learn about what's important to people, what their needs, wants, concerns are. At 42 years old, I had a 401k. I had of course, health insurance, but not really knowing what would happen when I'm 52, let alone 62. I didn't have life insurance because I was just married, but I didn't have life insurance. I did get life insurance after I had my son in 2004. But other than that, I knew a little bit about Alzheimer's, had really no clue about what really caregiving was, fall prevention, how serious that is, elder abuse. And what I realized that when I did my study and research is that your home is a big valuable asset that a lot of people don't want to touch because when they pass away, they want to give it to their kids, which is understandable back then, 20 years ago. Today is another story, and we'll cover some of that a little bit later on. But today we're going to talk about aging in place, and we're going to talk about monetizing home equity with today's reverse mortgage. When I say today's reverse mortgage, when I started 20 years ago, it was a scary product. It was one of the most feared products. It had a terrible reputation. People did it out of desperation. People that needed money, they wanted to stay in their home, pay for long-term care, fix the house up. And that is still true to this day, but not as big as of an issue. But monetizing home equity means you have two pockets. The left pocket is going to be your stocks and bonds, your savings, your IRA, your Roth IRA, your 401k. And in your right pocket is your home equity. You build up your home over time. The equity has gone up, hopefully for you. You've paid your mortgage down, so you have home equity there. And so when I see people that have $1 million home today, which is the average price on Oahu, and it's free and clear, they're millionaires. Do they feel like it? No. Can they touch it? No. So today I want to kind of dispel a lot of the thoughts about the reverse mortgage, give you facts and data about the reverse mortgage. And how it's changed and evolved over the years since I've been doing it for so long. And now I train a lot of financial advisors, attorneys, CPAs, realtors, people in the healthcare field and aging field, just to give them an idea that we got to start planning down the road. In fact, this morning's article, we tape these shows on a weekday, and this is now July. There was an article in a newspaper, actually this morning. And guys, I highly recommend everybody read the newspaper. That's one of the first things I do besides drinking my coffee is read the Star Advertiser. So on Tuesdays, they have articles on aging. But today had a very interesting article about aging. And that's one thing that people need to realize as they get older is that, you know, we're all going to live longer than probably we want to. We all are going to need some form of long-term care. It's a high statistic of 69% for men, 79% for women, and that statistic is 10 years old. So 10 years ago, our life expectancy maybe was 76, 78. Today, guesstimates, depending on what data you watch or read, is 83 to 84. But another statistic said that if you haven't had any major health issues by the age of 70, your chance of living to 90 is 70%. So this morning's article, if you can find it, it's called Thinking Twice About Retirement. So what does that really mean to you, thinking twice about retirement? It brings up a lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts. But you know, it's unfortunate that people haven't thought that far. And I highly recommend everybody I work with, everybody I talk to, we always got to think down the road. Plan for the worst, expect the best. Not expect the best perfect plan and something blows up. You know, it's so true. Unfortunately, the latest research suggests that the vast majority of us won't reach that milestone with all three of these criteria in place. The three criteria is your health, your wealth, and happiness in retirement. You know, before, you know, BC, before COVID, you know, I spoke around town quite a bit. And I always, you know, tell people, raise your hand. If this is your year in retirement, are these your golden years? And shockingly, I've done this for many, many years, only about 20% of people will raise their hand that they feel they've done a good job, they're enjoying life. These are the golden years. 80% do not. And for various reasons. So think about it for yourself, in your own situation, your auntie, your parents, your neighbor, your coworker's parents, somebody from church. These issues are going to arise, And it's pretty sad statistic. This is an article from July 27th in the Star Advertiser, written by a columnist from the Washington Post, I believe it was. I'm sorry, it's from the Money Switch Radio. It was actually written by a European bank person, Stuart Trow, T-R-O-W, for a research stat. But it basically, it's pretty good information. So according to the Institute for Public Policy research think tank, only 16% of the women today will reach retirement age in good health. And just 9% of the men will do the same. So that means a vast majority of you, when you want to retire, will not be in good health. And of course, retirement age today is not going to be 62. May not be full retirement age of 65 or 66, maybe be 70. Because we're healthier, we know more about aging, hopefully. Hopefully we are healthier. Hopefully we're eating good and exercising on a regular basis, like daily. But it's a scary thought. So when I talk about reverse mortgages, it's really about the premise of you wanting to stay in your home for the rest of your life. And of course, you talk to your spouse, because one of you pass away, the remaining spouse still has the ability to stay in the home for the rest of their life. But it's really important to understand how that dynamic is going to work. Over time, you're going to need to repaint your house, maybe redo your roof. You might have to termite. You might have to convert part of your bathroom to a walk-in bathroom. I put a jacuzzi in mine because I'm very active physically, so I love my jacuzzi. But it's something to think about. As I walk you through today how the reverse mortgage works, think about it for yourself, about these things, because I'm not here to sell you the reverse mortgage. I'm not here to tell you this is the best thing since sliced bread or the reverse mortgage for everybody, because it's not. I guess they may 10 to 20% of people, it could benefit them greatly. And probably about 30% of them, when you think about down the road, would be a major benefit. In other words, it's better having it than not having it. So I want to kind of explain how we, you know, I'll give you a history of it and how it's progressed over the years, my 20 years doing the reverse mortgage. So there's Dr. Bing Chen, who first wrote the paper on reverse mortgages for the government in 1969, B-I-N-G. Dr. Bing Chen, C-H-E-N, he has since retired, and he wrote a second paper, I believe it was in 1976 or 78, around there, about the potential uses of the reverse mortgage and how it may benefit them down the road when they retire. So it's really important. If you can find that, Google that, and it give you a good background. It started in 1989. So I actually met Dr. Bing Chen when we brought him to Hawaii in 2010 to talk about aging and long-term care. And I said, Dr. Chen, why did it take over 10 years for the reverse mortgage to start in place in 1989? And he said it took him that long to understand it, let alone trying to create the structure of how the mechanics of the mortgage works. As we use the word reverse mortgage, it works a little bit different than a regular forward mortgage, where you have for 30 or 15 years, you pay principal and interest. So it's really important to understand the dynamics of having a 30-year versus having a reverse mortgage. So they thought of it very thoroughly. I'm kind of a student of the mortgage business. I've been doing mortgages since 1988. I've done commercial loans. I've done tons of residential loans. I was a mortgage broker. I was in the subprime industry for a little while before it got bad. And so I'm kind of a student of the mortgage business. So the reverse mortgage started in 1989, and it created a great opportunity for people to take monthly income, like an annuity. We don't call it an annuity, but it was created by the government, and about 99% of the loans today are government loans by FHA, HUD, and we call them HECMs, H-E-C-M, stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. By the way, if you want to take down notes, I would highly recommend that. This I'm reading from a PowerPoint presentation. My company is called Reverse Mortgage Funding. We're one of the largest mortgage bankers in the country, and we actually lend the money, and we service all our loans for the rest of your life. And that's really, really important. So it's really important to understand the dynamics. I don't want this our radio show presentation to be the all knowledge of the reverse mortgage. If you're interested, you give me a call, and we'll sit down either over the phone or in person, or we do a Zoom or call or Teams call if you use Microsoft, and I'll walk you through the steps. So I'll ask a lot of probing questions, find out your needs, wants, and concerns about aging. If you thought about down the road when you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and how you're going to address long-term care. My background is the finance since 1988, but I also have two designations. I have a designation called Certified Senior Advisor. I've had that since about 2004. I did not renew it I'll guesstimate 2006 to 7 to 8. I did not renew my license for the Certified Senior Advisor because there were some issues with the licensing in terms of the quality of the designation. By the way, there's 40,000 designations in the U.S. Realtors have so many, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, you name it, contractors. There's so many different certifications out there. However, just to let you know, only 1% of them are certified, in other words, accredited. And that's really, really important because if they're not accredited, that means nobody ever looked at the tests. Nobody ever looked at the of the criteria of the content. Nobody scrutinized the tests. So a lot of these, and how you can tell if they're accredited or not, when you have it go to the workshop, whether it's one day or 3 days, they'll tell you, this is going to be on a test. This is going to be on a test. And that's how they kind of cheat a little bit. So I don't really recognize a lot of these designations that are not accredited because it was basically for marketing. You have all these initials behind your name, but there's no CE. There's no accreditation. So there's basically two accreditation agencies in the country. The Certified Senior Advisor, because of the issues, people were misusing the designation. People were really saying, come use me. I'm a certified senior advisor with only taking a three-day course and a test. And so they are kind of abusing the product. They were selling multiple products at one time. And they're probably misquoting statistics and facts about whatever they were selling, whether it was reverse mortgages, insurance, or financial products or legal products. They may not even be accredited or licensed to be an attorney or a financial advisor. So got to be really bad. So the Certified Senior Advisor went through a change over the years where they got accredited by one of these certification companies, and then now they are accredited by the two of the accredited agencies in the country. It's actually the only certified designation in the senior workforce, senior industry, and the financial industry that's double accredited. So that tells you a lot. It's only 1% of those have that. So it's huge. It's a huge designation. I'm very proud to have that. I have to do CE. We have compliance. If there's complaints, they will report you, things like that. The other designation I have is a CLTC, Certificate in Long-Term Care. I don't believe it's accredited. However, we do have CE every other year, and we are... They're very good. If you ever go to their website, Certificate in Long-Term Care, they have great monthly newsletter on different topics on aging. And that's really important because if you're dealing with a professional that's trying to advise you specifically about this area of aging, you need to make sure they have the knowledge and background and experience and have done it before, have been trained in it. Because I'm not shocked, but am shocked that certain financial professionals and business professionals will consult in this area, and they're not trained. They've only learned over time. They need to know all the different aspects of aging, like a gerontologist. So I'm very fortunate that my magazine has given me that knowledge over time, and I've done hundreds of radio shows, webinars. I've taken many trainings. I've talked to many doctors. We've had doctors on this radio show. So it's really important to know who's counseling you. because some of the financial advisors are not trained in this aspect of aging. So it's really important. It's interesting when I say talk to a borrower, I say, well, let me talk to my financial advisor. So I say, well, make sure your financial advisor, whether it's a financial advisor, attorney, CPA, they understand the dynamics of the reverse mortgage, because a lot of them do not. Or they may say, oh, don't do that because it's not good for you, without knowing your background. So I'm going to walk you through these decision-making processes. It's very, very important to understand that as we walk you through this. So it's just important to understand when you make the decision-making process, what's important to you, yeah? It's just really, really important to understand that, because most people do not. And it's unfortunate that there's misinformation out there. And so a lot of times people will call me, even though they have the reverse mortgage already, because, you know, a lot of times the loan officer didn't give them everything that they needed to know. And it's sad. It's very unfortunate that it is what it is. And so I'm here to tell you the reverse mortgage is a viable product today. I couldn't say that way back when, but today I'm working with more financial advisors, attorneys, CPAs, about how to look at the reverse mortgage, how to present this product in a way that makes sense, is you're educated, but also really to understand, make you understand in your specific situation, how can I help you? And it's one of the first questions I get when people ask me about, can you explain the reverse mortgage to you? So I say, first of all, let me know why you're looking at the reverse mortgage. So it's really important to understand that. It's really important to make sure that it's the right fit for you, that you know everything, what's going on, how it works, the upsides and the downsides. So really important, guys. So anyway, so under President Reagan, 1989 became law. And if the first federal insured by FHA was done. Right now, today, over a million Americans have a government loan. And today in Hawaii especially, we have a jumbo loan. Our company, Reverse Mortgage Funding, has a really great jumbo loan, what we call Equity Elite, where we typically use it for properties over $1 million and also for properties that may be in a condominium townhouse association. And the reason why that, we won't cover that too much, but if you're in a condo townhouse, give me a call. Let me know the condominium name. So I need to make sure, all lenders, by the way, require the condo be approved. There's different processes for regular mortgage or a government FHA, VA loan, reverse mortgage. So I need to know the name of the condo. Can be no leasehold in the whole project, not only your unit. And we need to look at all the financials. So if you have a condo townhouse, I can get it approved, as long as we review all the documents and it meets all our guidelines. So it was really important when I started that people understood the product. I did a lot of workshops on how to look at the reverse mortgage, answer their questions. It was really important for them to talk to a counselor. In 2001, they started a counseling process where you have to talk to a third party to explain the reverse mortgage to you, the upsides, the downsides. Because before 2001, from 89 to 2001, they just winged it. You like the reverse mortgage loan officer, he explained things to you enough to say, yes, did the loan. Not anymore. You're required to talk to a counselor before you apply for the reverse mortgage. So, and then in 2009, we allow people to buy property with a reverse mortgage. I have a couple right now where they sold their house. They're moving to a smaller house or a condo, and you put the down payment. And depending on how old you are, you have to put down between 40 and 65% down payment. We cover the rest of the mortgage. So you can buy property today. In 2015, we started using guidelines for financial assessment. Believe it or not, before 2015, as long as you had a Social Security card, your American citizen or green card, and we can document where you live as an owner-occupant, you have mortgage, you have homeowner's insurance, we could do the reverse mortgage. 2015, we require some income, so that's kind of important. 2017, our limit was raised to $636,000, And today, in 2021, last year, we raised the lending limit to $822,375. So it's really important to understand the growth of the reverse mortgage. And I've seen it for the last 20 years in Hawaii, and the different uses, different needs, wants, concerns. So the new reverse mortgage today is used more as a home equity line versus monthly income. It's used for down the road because as a home equity line of credit, there's a growth factor, so your line of credit grows, and it's really important to understand the benefits of the reverse mortgage. You know, it's interesting. People say, I'm good now, Percy. That's okay. I said, I'm not worried about now. I'm worried about 3 to 5 years down the road, what may happen and could happen, because we're going to have all health issues down the road. So nobody lives a perfect life. So it's really important to understand how to use your home equity. It's really important because, you know, our assets are people that are money in the banks, 401ks, your retirement pension plan, your Roth IRA, your IRA, versus, and then you have your home equity. So it's really important to work with people that understand these issues, understand aging, because most professionals are not trained in aging. In Hawaii, I believe there are only anywhere from 2 to 5 people, maybe 5 people that have the designation of certified senior advisor, which is, to me, is the gold standard for anybody that want to work with people with seniors. We cover like 22 different modules on aging, and it's a very stringent test. You want to work with somebody that has that integrity, has that education, knowledge, background. So if you can find somebody that has that, hats off to them, hats off to you. You're working with a great professional there. The CLT designation, certificate long-term care, is important if you're looking at buying long-term care insurance, because the CLT designation covers all the way to pay for long-term care. That's really what the designation is about. So there are all different ways to pay for long-term care besides the home equity reverse mortgage, regular home equity line. You see these life insurance policies with an annuity rider, or there's clauses or riders in there where if you deem to need long-term care, if you can't do 2 of the 5 activities of daily living, it kicks in and will take out money to pay for your long-term care, but it's not insurance, so it's a dollar-to-dollar payout, where long-term care insurance is a cents on the dollar. So those are kind of topics we'll cover down the road in future workshops. So if you have an interest on that, take these notes down, ask me a bit later on, okay? So work with your realtor, your mortgage guy, your professionals, your home care people, your attorneys. So reverse mortgage simply is a home equity line or mortgage on your home. That's fee simple. And if it's a condo, townhouse, we do need the building approved. If you have an existing mortgage, we will refinance that mortgage and set up a line of credit on your home, and basically to take away your mortgage payment. So a lot of people don't realize that there's no prepayment penalty on a reverse mortgage. You can pay it off. You can sell it any time you want after the first year. Once you get a reverse mortgage, you have to hold it for at least a year. You can pay back mortgage payments every month if you want to. You can pay it down in chunks if you want to. I got a call this morning. The son wants to pay off the whole mortgage for his mother. Great. What it does, it improves cash flow. When you're retired, you're on a living income, and then you're going to be basically, and when one spouse passes away, you're going to have limited income. So it's a cash flow tool. Some people call me the ATM machine for their retirement life, because basically you pull out money like a line of credit, and you can take it out at any time. When you want specifics about how that draw works, give me a call. So it improves cash flow. It gains flexibility in for you from your financial point of view, where you can control your finances. You can buy a car. You can put in your pool. Redo your house. It's tax-free money that you can pull out like any other line of credit, the bank or credit union. And then if your children need help, you can use the money to pay for high school, private college, help the kids buy their own home, home renovations, pay for medical expenses, and we'll cover that a little bit later on, and long-term care. So it's really important to understand how the reverse mortgage works. Those are generalities, so if you want more specifics, give me a call, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on my numbers and everything. So the government one starts at 62. You can apply 3 months before you reach 62 and close the money loan when you reach 62. That's the government home equity conversion mortgage. That's a great product. That was the original product. Today, our company has a jumbo loan called Equity Elite, where you use it for properties over $1 million or condos and townhouses because we have a proprietary way of approving a condo if you cannot get an FHA approved. That age, by the way, we reduced it to 55 years old. How is that? That changed last year in 2021, the latter part of last year, because through our studies and our research, more and more people are retiring, possibly earlier, or maybe forced to retire because they're taking care of their parents. But it just makes sense. If you want to stay in your home for the rest of your lives, it's ability way to take out a line of credit or pay off your mortgage and have no mortgage payment. Now, obviously, if you're only 55 years old, we're going to give you less money. So there's three criteria: the home value, the interest rates, and your age. The older you are, the more you're going to be able to lend you. The younger you are, like you're 55, you're going to get maybe 35% of the value, 35 to 38% of the home value. Of course, it depends on the age. But it's a way to get rid of that mortgage payment. Your home stays in your name, or your trust, revocable trust only, has to be your primary residence. We'll pay off all mortgages or liens on a property. And all you have to do is pay your property tax and your homeowner's insurance. And of course, upkeep your property like any mortgage. If you have enough equity, we can set aside money to pay your property tax and your homeowner's insurance, so you would have no obligation on a property at all. So it really depends on how much home equity we have left. So anyway, if you just tuned in, I'm Percy Howard, your host, the publisher editor of Generations Magazine. And as a lot of you guys know, my full-time day job is I'm a reverse mortgage specialist with Reverse Mortgage Funding. My number, if you want to get a hold of me, is 808-234-3117. Give me a call or text me. I can get you my email. But we're going to take a short break right here, and we'll come right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. Today, I am also the guest of the Generations Radio show. Here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And thank you for guys tuning in. Please tell your neighbors, your relatives, your people from church, your coworkers. Every week, we'll talk about a different topic regarding to aging. So it's really important to self-educate yourself, learn the topics. If you need more information, you can call me directly. My number is 808-234-3117. But The June, July issue is out with Dr. Wan on the cover. Dr. William Wan, he was a pioneer in neurosurgery in Hawaii. Great interview, great story as always. And then we have a lot of great stories in the magazine. So please check it out. As you guys know, go to generations808.com. It has all our past magazine issues and also our past radio shows and webinars. So thanks for tuning in. And there's a resource page. You can click on that. A lot of resources there. And then also, if you do the search bar, if you're looking at a specific topic, type that in. If you can't find it, give me a call. Okay? I get calls every day from people. So anyway, I want to talk about the reverse mortgage because I get so many calls from people having difficulty dealing with their parents. And you guys know who you are. I'm 62 years old. I have my parents. I'm 91 and 94. I'm dealing with them. So it's just navigating aging is really important. And I tell people, I'm the first one to tell you after I educate you whether reverse mortgage is good or not for you. But anyway, that's what we talk about today. If any questions down the road, specific questions, do not take this show as an end all for your questions on reverse mortgages. And by the way, starting August 24th, we are be bringing out our workshops the fourth Wednesday of every month, starting August 24th at the Alamoana Hotel. We have an 8:30 to 11:30 session and 12:30 to 4:30 session, a morning session and afternoon session. They're going to be kind of identical. So come in the morning or come in the afternoon. If there's a specific topic you want to hear about, let me know. You do need to make reservations for those. So please make your reservations. You can call the Generations Magazine phone number, which is 808-600-4383. You can also email me at Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com. No need to call me back. If you leave a message on my voicemail, I will put you down for the event. There's still a lot of room. And also leave me a message if there's any specific topic you want to hear about or you're looking for. Okay, so that's August 24th at the Alamoana Hotel, 8:30 to 11:30 or 12:30 to 4:30. You can come to both if you want. They're free of charge. And we have all the different partners coming in talking about different topics on aging like Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, legal, financial, home care, caregiving, decluttering, which is a big one that people have been calling about. So all these different topics. If there's any specific topic you want to hear about, please let me know. Okay? So anyway, for the reverse mortgage, as you guys know, I'm with Reverse Mortgage Funding. We're a mortgage banker, one of the largest in the country. And we have our own proprietary jumbo product called Equity Elite. And we are a banker. We are not a mortgage broker, so we will approve all our loans. And we're actually the only company in the country that once the loan closes, we service all our loans for the rest of the life of the loan. So it's a great, great benefit to the borrowers here in Hawaii. But then again, they always call me anyway. If your loan's with somebody else, you can always call me. I can walk you through the process and how to pay it off or refinance it or how to handle title issues. Okay, so anyway, the type of properties that are eligible for a reverse mortgage, jumbo or FHA, HECM, single family homes, condominiums that meet certain requirements. So if you have a condominium, you can give me a call. Plan unit developments, 2 to 4 family homes. You must be owner-occupant. And it can be, if you're in a condo townhouse, there can be no lease sold in the whole project. Okay, so that's really important. And we do not do co-ops. So really important. So for a lot of people, the reverse mortgage is just a line of credit. Depends on how much equity you have left over. If you have a mortgage right now, we have to find out whether you have enough equity to pay off your current mortgage and how much left in the line of credit. If you want to just get rid of your mortgage payment right now, we refinance, pay that off. And if you tell me, oh, I don't need any money right now, that's fine. We'll just set it in a line of credit, like any line of credit, because for now, I'm not worried about now. I'm working about 5, 10, 20 years down the road. So it's really important to have the availability of cash set aside as tax-free. So really important. I'll walk you through the decisions. We have a fixed-rate mortgage, reverse mortgage, or the adjustable rate line of credit that works just like the line of credits of the banks and credit unions. So our rates and closing costs are very competitive, FHA, of course, has a little bit higher closing costs because there's FHA insurance, just like regular FHA loans. Okay. So anyway, the decision-making process for those if you're thinking about it or had not thought about it, but realize you want to stay in your home for the rest of your life without having to make a mortgage payment, having home equity to be able to tap into to fix the house up, termite, renovate, help the grandkids. It's really important. In fact, before I came here this morning, I got a call from one of my financial advisor friends. He goes, well, you know, this lady, a client of mine, has a portfolio of money, has a little bit of pension, has a little Social Security, but she's worried down the road her next 10 years. She's 76 years old. She's relatively pretty healthy. I said, well, I would plan maybe like 20 years down the road if she's that healthy. So 10 years may not be enough. So anyway, they're looking at having to open up some line of credit, home equity, to tap into down the road. So really, really important. I said, that's a great idea. Plus, depending on the financial markets there are today or tomorrow down the road, you won't have to tap into your portfolio of funds or your stocks, bonds, or annuities as much as you need to because you can offset with having home equity that you can tap into. So really, really important. It's tax-free money. All you got to do is pay your homeowner's insurance and property tax. If you have enough home equity, I do advise them to look at, we'll set aside money to pay the property tax and homeowner insurance for you for future payments. So you don't have no payments on the home at all. Really need to look at how long you think you're going to live. Of course, always plan for the worst case scenario. You live to be 90 to 100, depending on your health. And then for couples, men especially, think about when you pass away before your wife, because that's going to happen more times than not. How is your wife going to be able to live financially? How would your wife be able to live in his home? Would she want to downsize? Would she want to live with the kids? Would she want to live in a care home, a nursing facility, retirement place? So all these kind of different scenarios, I'm always encouraging people to think down the road. Obviously, it's hard to do because I'm 62. I told my wife, say, maybe in I want to move into a place earlier than later. Could you talk to anybody at the Plaza, Arcadia, any Hawaii Kai Retirement, Ilima Lehano, Pohainani? They always tell you, I wish I moved in earlier. So I want to move earlier than later. But I live in town. My wife goes, good, enjoy yourself. I'm staying in my home. So I have a pet peeve. I don't like driving. I don't like doing the yard. I don't like clutter. I want to be able to come and go as I want. Very simple life. I don't have to worry about fixing, cleaning things up. So I think retirement living in a facility might be better. But we'll see down the road. But it's always going to be an option. So it's really important for people to think down the road, most times than not, how are you going to pay for long-term care? Not only pay for long-term care, who is going to care for you? Where are you going to be cared for? Will your wife take care of you, gentlemen? Because they'll probably be pushing a wheelchair down the road before you're in a care home. And then if you pass away before your wife, how is your wife going to be able to navigate all this? So these are tough conversations. I do consultation for families. I do not charge. That's part of my thing, what I do, and I support our clients. And whether you do the reverse mortgage or not, I always do offer free consultation. We always plan to, when one pass away, remaining spouse pass away, then what happens to the home? I will typically counsel you first, and if you want your children to come into play, I can add them in after I meet with you first because I want to know what your needs and wants and concerns are. And then we'll deal with the children down the road. But it's really important to take care of yourself first. So the reverse mortgage is a non-recourse loan. In other words, if you know we'd only give you between 35 and 55, 60% of the value. So there should be a cushion of equity left over when you pass away, depending on how long you live. But let's just say the market goes down, the values go down like they did in Arizona and Nevada in 2010 or 2015, where the mortgage payments went up and the values came down. I've had a couple of clients call me up worried, you know, I'm upside down. My mortgage is higher than my value of the home. What's going to happen? Well, the lender, because it's a non-recourse loan, They can never touch you as long as you pay their property tax and homeowner insurance. Of course, upkeep the home. They can't foreclose upon you. So they're all happy. At the end of a conversation, you go, wait, what happens when I pass away and my partner passes away? Well, if you pass away, last remaining person in the home passes away. If the value is below the mortgage balance, then basically you walk away. The lender will sell the property, pay off the difference, and they cannot come after you, your heirs, or your bank accounts, or other property to satisfy if there's a negative balance. So that's a beauty of the reverse mortgage. And that's the reason why the government loan has the mortgage insurance and higher closing costs because of that fact. The proprietary jumbo loans do not have insurance for that, but they are also non-recourse. And basically, that's why they lend a little bit less loan to value. So really, really important. You're able to draw money, monthly income, or for a certain time frame, like 10 or 5 years, or a certain amount, whether you want $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month, as long as you have home equity left over, or just leave it in a line of credit. The FHA reverse mortgage has a credit line growth rate, so it allows the credit line to grow automatically for as long as you live, as long as the interest rates go up. It will come down when the interest rates go down. The proprietary jumbo loans have a growth rate of 1.5% a year, so the line of credit does grow. Most of the jumbo line of credits are 10-year home equity lines. And after 10 years, you can always refinance to get a new home equity line. Now, the key thing that I think that changed the landscape of the reverse mortgage and got rid of a lot of the complaints, not all of them, but a lot of them, was counseling was instituted in 2001, where you had to talk to a third party regarding the reverse mortgage, tell you all the ups and downs of the reverse mortgage. And it's really, really important to understand that. It's just so critical. People ask me all the time, Percy, what's the downside of the reverse mortgage? Because I hear it's not good. You know, I hear you're going to lose my house. I'm going to lose title to the property. My kids are not going to like that. There's not going to be any inheritance. So I'll talk about the downsides right now. Now, of course, every family is different. Every family is a different situation. It doesn't happen to this all the time, but I'm going to tell you all the different downsides that potentially could happen. First of all, the title still stays in your name or your revocable trust. If it's an irrevocable trust, nobody can lend on a property, not even regular mortgages, because they cannot foreclose on the property. So we don't lend you 100% of the value, so there should be home equity left over depending on your area, depending on the upkeep of the home, depends on the property value at the time you pass, and, of course, the market, where it's going to be, how long you've had the reverse mortgage. It also depends on how much money you take out. We always, almost always advise a home equity line and take out money when you need it. If you take out all the money immediately and put it in a bank, that's not a good idea, because the bank will not give you enough return on your deposit to cover the interest rates. So really important, do not do that. Do not take out money from the reverse mortgage and invest it. Do not do that. If you do that, we're going to want to name the name of the person, company, and the kind of product you bought from that person, so we know who they are. And if anything happens down the road, we know who to contact. The downside would be less inheritance for the kids, obviously. All the reverse mortgage is a deferred interest loan. We call it a negative amortization loan, because in other words, a regular 30-year mortgage, you pay a principal and interest. Let's say it's $1,000, your mortgage payment. About the first 5 to 10 years, about $850 to $900 of that mortgage payment goes to interest only. For a small portion of their interest mortgage payment goes to interest. So for a 30-year period, you end up paying nearly 3 times what you started with. So if you have a $100,000 mortgage, if you kept it for 30 years, you pay nearly $300,000 depending on the interest rate or more if you kept it for 30 years. So when I talked to financial advisors and CPAs, I said, is that a good idea? No, but that's the only option you have if you're on a regular mortgage. Well, you do have an option. Take a 15-year. Yes, it's a higher payment, but it cuts out about a third of the interest. If you're looking at shorter term, pay more every month and make a separate check toward principal only. Because what the banks and mortgage companies did, they front-loaded the interest. So the first 10 years, most of your mortgage payment goes toward interest. You're not paying into principal, so your mortgage balance doesn't go down. So reverse mortgage is only interest, and whatever interest they charge you will be added to the mortgage balance. So yes, it will go up. Yes, faster than we hoped. But so will home equity. Your value, depending on where you live, will always go up, depending on where you live now. So it's important to understand. So as the value goes up, mortgage balance will go up, you'll still have home equity for the kids. Yes, there's an outside potential possibility that there may be no equity left over for the kids, but then can you imagine living in your home for 10, 20, 30 years without a mortgage payment? How would that quality of life be? When I train CPAs and financial advisors, I tell them, can you put a dollar value on living without a mortgage payment? How would your quality of life be? Can you put a dollar value in that quality of life? No. So everybody's situation different. Everybody has a different end part of life. A lot of times you want to talk to the kids. Are they okay with that? So it's just really important to understand how that works and what's important to them. Really, really important. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at the reverse mortgage. I'll walk you through that. But the basic thing I tell people is to open your left hand to the left, open your right hand to the right. And how is that life going to be in between? Because people always worry about the end state to the right when I die or my wife dies, what that could look like. Hopefully it looks good. We can plan that out. But we need to plan out in between, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to have some kind of health issue. Very few people live to the time they die without any health issues. So it's really, really important to understand that. So please make a note of that when you talk to your spouse about that. It's so critical. It's just unbelievable how people haven't thought about that. And that's what happens when people call me. It's amazing when they didn't plan it out. So when I talk to families, I say, how is things going? And they'll say, well, I hope I live a long time. I tell people, I hope I don't have any issues down the road. I say, well, hope's not a plan. You need to make it a plan. And so it's really important to understand life's not perfect. We are going to live a life that God has given us and that you've prepared for. So we just need to understand that, okay? So guys, take it to heart what all I'm saying. If you want more information, we can always do that. But please take it to heart what I'm talking about, okay? So if you have any questions or issues down the road, please let me know, and we'll kind of go over all that. The proprietary jumbo product is really good. It's important to understand what life's like, tapping into home equity, and it's just so important to understand that it's critical to plan. Like I said, hope's not a plan. It's really, really important to understand that. We're a nationwide lender. As I said, there's no prepayment penalty. All the funds you take out are tax-free, as low as 55 years old. It's non-recourse. But for most part, you know, qualifying is easy. We've had credit issues. We can hopefully have enough. If you have enough equity, we can address that for you. We can eliminate monthly mortgage payments for the rest of your life. But like I said, you can make mortgage payments if you want. That's really important. And you can sell your home at any time. And if you're on downside, you can buy another property. And it allows you to free up your cash flow. That, to me, is the biggest issue. If you have a financial advisor, I can work with them, or an attorney, because I need to make sure they understand how the reverse mortgage works, all the benefits of and options of the reverse mortgage going down the road. I'll give you a good example. Do you have an emergency line of credit? Do you have funds reserved for major catastrophes? Or I had a client that needed to buy a new car, needed $30,000 right away. They couldn't qualify for a car loan. Well, they used that. If you haven't got a funeral plan or a funeral plot, something to think about. If you want to go on a vacation, the bucket list cruise, do that. Do that before you're in a wheelchair. My parents take us on a vacation every year someplace. So it's really important to how to enjoy life. If your kids want things, the best thing you can do is give them education. And people use that to pay for colleges or set up a college fund. I think they call it a 503B. It's one of the things I did. But it's just important to understand down the road, you know, we don't live perfect lives. It's interesting. I golf and play softball with people my age. I'm 62 or older. And it's amazing how knowledgeable they are about cancer, about doctor visits, about physical therapy, because they've all been through that. It's amazing at our age and my age what we're experiencing. It's kind of interesting for me because I've been studying this for ages, and now it's coming around. I have a lot of old sports injuries. I know a lot about physical therapists. I've had two shoulder surgeries. So it's just important to share your information with your friends and family. Share options. Do not think that your situation is the same with everybody else. Don't listen to your yard man. I had a client say, "Oh, Percy, my yard man said a reverse mortgage is not good." I said, "Wow, how knowledgeable is this yard man?" I'll tell you. I train financial advisors all the time. If you're a financial advisor, attorney, or any kind of professional, I'm more than happy to meet with you to explain the benefits of the reverse mortgage and also the downsides of the reverse mortgage. It's just important to get really clear knowledge. So I appreciate your time, everybody. Like I said, this year's Aging in Place workshop, the big one that we do at Alamoana Hotel, is October 1st, which is a Saturday, 8 to 2:30. Please come early, stay late. We're going to have 18 different workshops in the morning in 6 different rooms. We have over 50 exhibitors. And then we'll replay all those 18 in the morning presentations to the afternoon. Also starting August 24th, the fourth Wednesday of every month, we'll be doing the mini Aging in Place. We call them the realities of aging. Come to those because they're more personal, more cozy, there'll be less people, and we'll kind of drill down to exactly the kind of different things you want. So anyway, I'm Percy Ihara, your host here, publisher of Generations Magazine, also Hawaii's leading reverse mortgage specialist. Thank you for tuning in. Please, like I said, please tell all your family, friends, everybody. And look out for Zippies, by the way. Last thing, starting August, we'll be at all the Zippies. So I appreciate them and appreciate the Star Advertiser helping us out there. But please, take it to heart. As always, everybody, live well. Aloha.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.